is a Fox News alert. They can use the document. Simley Silicera, an appeals court, has lifted its hold, barring the Justice Department from using classified records taken from former President Trump's home in its criminal investigation. The ruling from a three-judge panel clears the way for it to immediately resume its use of the documents as it evaluates whether to bring criminal charges in the investigation into the presence of top-secret government records held at Mar-a-Lago after Trump left the White House. Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, has agreed to be interviewed by the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. Her attorney says Thomas is eager to answer the committee's questions to clear up any misconceptions about her work leading up to the 2020 election. New York Attorney General Letitia James announces a civil lawsuit against former President Trump, his family, and his company for fraud.
The action filed in state court alleges the former president overvalued assets
to induce banks to lend money to the Trump organization on more favorable terms than would otherwise have been available to the company.
James says paying lower taxes was a byproduct of that. The three eldest Trump children were among those listed as co-defendants, as was former organization executive Alan Weisselberg. James seeks relief, including barring the defendants
from serving as an officer or director in any corporation or similar business entity registered or licensed in New York State,
as well as a five-year ban on real estate deals and loans secured in New York. In a statement, an attorney for the former president called the suit unfocused and politically motivated.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says 215 Ukrainian and foreign citizens have been released by Russia in a prisoner exchange. Zelensky made the announcement in his nightly address to his country. He said 200 of the prisoners were returned in exchange for the former leader of a Ukrainian opposition party. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
At least 10 more people have died, including four children, in the hardest-hit part of Pakistan hit with devastating floods.
The unprecedented monsoon rains and flooding affecting 33 million people, killing as many as 1,569 people across the country since mid-June. 701 of those victims, including 293 children, 131 women, have died in the province of Sindh. Hundreds of thousands of survivors are living in tents in the province. Hollywood actress and UN humanitarian Angelina Jolie visited the province in southern Pakistan Tuesday, meeting with some of the flood victims. UNICEF reporting it's received about a third of the $39 million in aid, saying doctors and medical workers are struggling to contain the outbreak of waterborne diseases, malaria, and dengue fever. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Robert Sarver, who has been suspended by the NBA over workplace misconduct, including racist comments and hostile behavior toward employees, says he started the process of selling the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury, saying it's the best course of action. Sarver bought the teams in July 2004 for about $400 million. He's not the lone owner, but is the primary one. The 10 days of mourning for Queen Elizabeth II are over, and British officials have now run the numbers on how many people turned out to pay respects.
At least 250,000 people lined up to see Queen Elizabeth II's coffin during the 4 days it was lying in state at Westminster Hall. That, according to the British Culture Secretary, many people waited in line for up to 13 hours to pay their respects. The London Ambulance Service said staff cared for about 2,000 people while they waited and took 240 to the hospital. More than 26 million people people in the UK watched the Queen's funeral service on television, marking one of the country's biggest ever TV audiences. 32.1 million viewers tuned in for Princess Diana's funeral in 1997.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.